See, the thing is with you, when you record, it's exactly the same. So when you do live, you're so good live. And that's where some people do fall down ever so slightly, is that they don't sound quite the same, but your voice is just incredible.
Oh, thank you. I feel worse now that there's no coffee for you. You're being so kind.
I am being kind. I won't be.
You're killing me with kindness. It's painful.
I liked you. I've been called painful before. So that's called Rapture. I really like that. Do I give up? That sticks in your head. So it's very hooky.
Oh, lovely.
Did it all come together as a complete song? Or did you write sections of it? How did it work?
It's quite weird. I was on a holiday in the Lake District, and my guitar was there, but I was purposely not playing it. I just finished a show in Manchester and had a little bit of a break. And on the second last day, I just had my guitar out, and I finished a song that I've been struggling to finish for about 4 months or something. And then it just kicked into the beginning of Rapture. And so I had that hook that morning. And then I kind of wrote the whole song about this, how I felt when I was in the Lake District and what I was kind of thinking about. And it kind of fell out of the pursuit of discovery, really. So I didn't feel like I was really controlling anything, really. I was just kind of having fun with it, and that's the outcome, which is quite nice.
Is there a theme? Are you allowed to say the name? Don't worry if you're not, but you're allowed to say the name of the album yet, or are you saving?
I'm going to save it. Mainly, but there is a theme. The thing that's weirdest for me is that Rapture, as a creative, you have a different connection with the songs, maybe. Rapture is kind of the middle part of the story. So I've gone a bit Star Wars with this. So I've just gone, episode 6, or, this is track 7, so maybe episode 7. But, so it's kind of be interesting. There's a whole different journey either side. But it was a fun album to finish, and no songs are in standard tuning, and everything's very explorative. So, I don't know if people will enjoy it, but I hope they do.
Oh, of course they will. Come on. Of course they will. Bit confidence there. Bit confidence, Jacob.
I did some songs of this last year just to kind of test out how they feel. Most of the songs I've done in some sort of performance to someone, just to kind of, because you learn a lot when you play a song in front of someone else, especially live. Mm-hmm. There's nowhere to hide. And if that bit didn't fit, you have to go back and figure it out. As for shows this year, I'm not sure really what the plan is. I am on some support slot. I've been put forward for some supports for some interesting shows. You never know how that's going to work out. So that's exciting. But there will be some shows, hopefully some festivals. But just want to see what the single does and then go from there, really. But yeah, I'm excited for it.
And you might even be at your brother's place. Must give him a mention, actually, because he's a lovely guy. And it's a fact. I mean, I love Hotbox as well in Chelmsford. It's amazing, a great venue. Really nice. And I forgot the guy's name who runs it. He'll probably... Dave, there he won't be listening, but don't worry. But your brother's also got a fantastic venue, which I've been to as well, in Chelmsford.
Yeah, so it's called Voodoo Keller Bar. It's right near the top of the high street in Chelmsford. There's locally brewed beer that my brother makes as well, so it's all kind of very local there. It's always a good time down there. I love it because they play very alternative music. When every time I've gone down there, the music that's playing there is just always kind of so different. So it's always kind of a bit of a fun time and an interesting time. But I've always enjoyed it. But I'm a bit biased.
So Voodoo Keller Bar, do check them out, because there's some, and they, as I said, both of those venues have great local live music, which is what we want. And a lot of the times you don't have to pay to get in. It's just you're helping if you're buying beers and buying drinks that musicians can earn a little bit. Because as you know, it's very difficult in where we are with Spotify and the streaming platforms for just general musicians to make any money. The only money you probably make is if you're doing a paid festival, which sometimes they don't want to pay, or you're doing a paid cover gig where you do your bread and butter money. But it's quite difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel like, especially how things are going nowadays, the sense of community, we really need to prioritise that. That's something which, with everything that's going on in the world, to be able to share a conversation with someone and feel like you belong somewhere is very important. So if we can, incorporate music and a couple of bars and, I think that's always ingredients for a very wholesome and fun time. But we definitely need more emphasis on the community side of things.